Phone Boy Speaks, episode 518, Comcast capped.
As bad as it is that Comcast controls, well, quite a significant number of home internet connections, and of course is trying to control more with the Time Warner Cable merger, well, you know, the talk of caps has always been an issue with Comcast, and they've always tried to say, well, if you use too much internet, we have to charge you more money. And you know, the reality is it doesn't really cost them that much more money to provide that much more data. And it really, you know, and there's talking about going to a usage system. Well, you know, first of all, the fact that they're calling it a usage system is actually bullcrap, because it's not a usage-based system. A usage-based system is exactly what I have with my water company or my electric company. There is a, you know, if there is a minimum usage charge, it's very, very small. Right. And if I do use less, I actually do pay less. And whereas what they do is they say, okay, well, you know, most of our customers are going to use X amount. And so that's what we're going to include. So, and what that says to me is that, well, customers that really, really actually don't use anywhere near that are still paying a ridiculous amount of money for service. And, you know, so and Comcast is trying to call it usage-based pricing, but really what they're doing is they're just extracting more money from people that, well, actually use their service. So, trying to pretend that its usage is just kind of bullcrap, and you know what, of course, you know, Comcast, you know, not completely telling the truth. What else is new? And they're saying, okay, well, in 5 years that everybody's going to be capped, and right now when I go into my Comcast portal, I see usage cap has been suspended for the time being, and that's fine. Although they're experimenting with the cap, and you know, according to an Ars Technica article, the cap could be 500 gigabytes in 5 years. Well, I can tell you right now, just looking at my usage on my Comcast portal, that I'm already getting close to 500 gigabits of traffic. I mean, I'm, you know, and I'm not even a heavy user of streaming or anything like that. I mean, this is just the doing what I do, right? I mean, I back up my computers. We do stream some movies from time to time, but we're not watching Netflix all the time. It's you know, we're light users compared to, compared to people that I know are using Netflix all the freaking time. So, all this is, and even the net neutrality discussions, it's all about getting more money. Comcast knows that they're in a monopoly position. They can pretty much charge what they want. They have no serious competition anywhere. And so they're just saying, okay, well, we're going to take as much money as we can, and we're going to say, if you use more, you're going to pay more. Well, how about if we actually use less, that you pay less? That'd be nice. Or, you know, I don't know. There could be some regulations that come down the pike here. I mean, who knows with all this, with all this activity by the FCC and stuff. But I can't help but thinking that no matter what happens, we're going to, you know, us as consumers are going to end up losing. And there are, you know, so many different ways this could go down. And it really needs, say all of this would be fixed if we had competition. But right now, there is none, and so we're capped.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.